Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. We have mentioned certain etiquettes regarding the recitation and certain etiquettes regarding how one can benefit more from the glorious Qur'an. And one of those particular etiquettes is obviously the learning of the proper recitation of the glorious Qur'an in the proper Arabic manner with the proper pronunciation. And if we are not able to do that, to find a teacher who can teach us to do that. This is one of the things that we should spend money on. This is one of the things that we should make effort in teaching ourselves and our children how to do properly. As I mentioned, the glorious Qur'an is not just a book or a storybook or a book of words, a book of ink. It is a book of realities. It is a book that is attached to a divine reality. It is a manifestation of a divine reality. So in this tradition from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, we see another of the rewards that a person may gain from teaching the Holy Qur'an. Again, remembering that primary to teaching, one must learn. So before one teaches, one has to learn and learn properly in order to enable the student who comes and learns from you to learn properly. And you do not deviate him or you do not teach him in a wrong way, in which then another teacher has to come and first of all break down that wrong teaching that you gave in order to teach him the right way. So here in this tradition, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that everything in existence, it's a very beautiful and powerful statement, and everything in existence includes Imam Sahib al-Asri wa al-Zaman. It includes the angels. It includes the highest angels. It includes the great prophets, and it includes our Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So everything in existence prays for the forgiveness of the person who teaches the glorious Qur'an. Everything. So we see the importance here of the maintaining of the recitation of the glorious Qur'an on earth. For that's what teaching does. It first of all enables that person to attain certain realities that can be found in the glorious Qur'an. From the thawab, from just reciting, from the thawab of just looking, from the thawab of just listening. And then you teach that person. And then that person can teach someone else and then attain the same reward and thawab that is in this tradition. So when the Imam says this, or rather when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says this, he concludes by saying that everything, yes, seeks forgiveness for that person, even the fish in the ocean, even the fish in the sea, even the small creatures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, they also will pray for the forgiveness of this individual who teaches the Holy Quran. Important point that when you teach, it must be done with sincerity in order for this tradition to become an instant upon us. Don't teach because of riyah and ostentation and for showing off. No. When you teach, it must be doing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin. محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.